All right, guys, welcome back. We are going into hour number two of this. Adam, take it away.
Okay, so you, those of you in environment suits, Sicarian and Piani, you have a much more pleasant trip. But you eventually arrive at the base of the comms tower. It's the first place that you get to when you approach the compound. The comms tower, as I mentioned before, kind of like you would imagine, like a massive sort of steel structure, maybe 4 or 5 stories tall. At the top, several antenna and satellite dish communication, piece of communication equipment, with a heavy kind of vined bundle of cabling that runs down into the ground and off towards the main building. From here, I mean, you can kind of, like, if you want to, and this occurs to you, Piani, you could probably, if you spent some time, tap into the like comms of the place.
Yeah. So I was going to ask, like, is there any visible damage to the cabling that goes to the ship?
To the facility? No. The cabling itself seems okay. And the comms tower is fine too.
Okay.
No, it's not. It looks like there's a console in a locked metal box to prevent tampering.
Well, but you can tell. Let's fucking unlock it then.
Let's tamper with it.
Let's tamper with it.
Okay.
I'm still like rear guard as they're working at the door, looking around, seeing if there's any motion or anything like that.
So
I mean, this might take me a while. If you want to go a little closer to the ship, I won't stop you.
So Sicarian, you're experiencing this stuff indirectly by way of your suit's readouts. Like you're getting temperature readouts and ambient noise and like various. Your HUD has all this information for you. But everybody
How much
else
ammo you have.
Yeah, exactly. How far you are from the objective. A little mini-map. DLC pops up on the side. But Higgs, you and Kovacs are... I mean, the when I describe the, like, ambient heat in the air and the, like, grittiness of the air, both from the pollution and from the sort of, like, dust being kicked up off the surface, I mean, you guys are breathing that in. You're feeling it on your skin. It's way hotter than is comfortable out here. I don't know what the temperature would be in American, but it's probably, like 40, 45 degrees Celsius outside.
It's probably, like, 115.
I don't know. It's hot. It's hot as fuck. It's like Afghanistan in the summer hot out here.
That sounds about right.
I know that well.
And
I go there all the time. Vacations, it's great.
Yeah, it's one of the best places for it. Yeah.
Totally. 45 degree heat.
Not for Steven, though, ironically.
No.
Got him.
Even just like stopping moving for a minute, you start to feel like really like your clothes start to sweat through, and you just like really desperately want to get inside. Piani, if you want to stop and access the terminal, you can. But you know, Higgs and Victor are gonna have probably a rough time.
Oh, fucking! No. Thank God I'm wearing this vac suit and fucking the nice air conditioning just blowing down my neck just feels so. Nice, I'm gonna fucking tamper with the books.
Piani, goddammit.
Victor, it's not that hot. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just like wiping my brow constantly. I'm fine. This is normal. We're all good.
Hey, yeah. So I spent most of my life inside of an air-conditioned classroom writing term papers.
You
wasn't built for
you gotta live a little, son. You gotta get used to the temperature. It'll be good for you.
There's a very hot band around the equator of Asa. It's very popular for like tropical vacations. Higgs, you've spent many a summer there. You're probably used to the heat, but it's the dryness that's getting to you. You need your space chapstick.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
This is like Las Vegusa on Asa, where you need the chapstick the second you land.
So this box that she's tampering with, it's like the communications tower box, right?
Yeah, it's like the place on the telephone pole where the lineman would go and crack it open and get diagnostics and stuff.
So I say, Higgs, why don't we scout ahead to that building, at least get a little shade? Jeez, I'm probably gonna like roast. I'm already turning pink. Come on, let's leave these two suckers out here. Sicarian can take care of anything that pops up. We can go get some. They probably got some cokes or something in there.
Are you done talking yet? Are you?
Higgs,
come join me over here next to the door of the place that we want to go into. The facility.
Guys, yeah, I mean, it's another, it's another like 500 meters from where you are to the closest entrance to the larger building. So the buildings here are built quite low to the ground, like single story, probably partially underground as well. The ground in this region, you're on a kind of like a rocky plateau, so it's not like going to shift or anything. Oh. At least that's what they thought.
Sure.
And you know, like Saeed mentioned, the entire roof of all of the facility buildings have like moving solar arrays built into them. They're obviously still now, but yeah, you can see them reflecting in the sun through the fog.
Mm.
I go over and join Victor next to wherever he's decided is cooler.
Okay, so you guys just
open the door.
All right, so you're gonna head over, like actually all the way over.
Yeah, to the facility.
Okay,
I'm like, you guys got this out here in the sun. We're gonna go where, you know, it was probably air conditioned sometime more recently than the outdoors.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, is there any kind of lock or like panel on the door or anything, or is it just like a door?
Yeah, so there are windows in the building, but they've all been closed over by heavy metal shutters, like storm shutters. As you might imagine, like the wind here picks up fairly regularly, and there's a lot of sandstorms and stuff. So those have been triggered. The storm shutters have been triggered. They've all fallen closed, and there are a set of blast doors that have closed over the doorway that you're approaching. The blast doors are unmarked. The whole facility is painted in a kind of matte, like a reddish brown to kind of blend in with the stone. You can tell that this place was built to be camouflaged, right? It's not meant for sort of casual people to wander onto it and check it out. So while you're walking over there, because this is going to take you a few minutes, Piani, why don't you make a check of some variety? Let me see if there's like a...
Security?
Just make a security check for me to try and crack that console open.
Okay. Oh fuck!
All right, you don't have any tools on you, I assume, right? Like you don't have like lockpicks or a crowbar.
I picked up this fucking rock right here.
Yeah. Okay. So with your hand axe that you've built, you caveman at the lock for a few seconds, but it's made out of steel and not rock. So the rock just kind of flakes in your hands and you can't get it open. You'll need a cutter, like a blowtorch would help, but a crowbar would do in a pinch.
I shout behind me, Piani, use the rock to make a sharper rock.
Sorry, was
it? I'll
just blast the door open.
So what Piani's trying to open isn't the door to the facility, it's just the, like... panel door.
Oh, I'll kill that too. Yeah, I just start killing stuff. I'm just gonna.
You shoot down the control tower.
It's just a panel, you said?
Yeah, it's like I was saying, like the box that they attach to like telephone junctions,
does
so that random bandits
augment my strength at all?
Key in them. No.
I'll try anyway.
Yeah, I mean you can try.
I'll just rip
try
it open.
I can't get the fucking thing open.
Make a strength check, I guess. 2d6 plus
just
your strength.
Straight 2d6.
Yeah, if you can get a 10. Then you can just rip the panel open.
Nice.
Fucking rights. All right. So awesome. Piani,
I just sigh, walk over.
Yoink. All right. So Mr. Scarion just tears the panel off the front. The hinges just come apart. It's still locked to the frame, but he just pulls the hinges off. So inside, there's a screen... a small, like a micro keyboard, like a little numpad, and then a couple of data ports for like a hard entry.
So I guess I grab my compad. Do I need that to interface with it?
Yeah. I mean, you need just like link up with it. You can use Bluetooth or whatever.
Yeah. So I link up with it.
Okay, so it's like a telephone line in that the lines are still open even if the device that beams them is down. So you can still access it and get any kind of data that's currently in the system, but it is encrypted. You get a stream of just mess data. So you can download it and encrypt it later, or you can sit out here in the sun until your suit runs out of batteries trying to decrypt it, or you can send it back to the ship.
So I found a little bit of data, and I'm going to send it back to the ship. So on the comms, Pi, I'm sending you a couple of files. And I want you to just look them over. Decrypt them if you can.
Okay. You get a reply back that's just that just says, "I love puzzles," and then a little smiley face.
It is a puzzle. Okay.
Okay, so you're gonna beam him back over?
Bracket right. Or colon bracket.
Okay. So yeah, you get a response back that's just like working, and then a little like progress bar that will slowly fill up as Pi works on the decryption. So back at the doors, Victor and Higgs, what do you guys want to do?
There's no like hinges to this. It's just like a blast door like closed down over the real door.
Yeah, there's a panel next to it, obviously, because you need a manual override or whatever. But the panel isn't like it doesn't have a lock on it. You can crack it open.
Okay. I you know, pull out a knife or something and wedge it in the panel and open it up.
Okay.
What do I see on the inside?
Just a like a numerical pad, like a 3x3 number pad with a confirm button at the bottom.
All right. Adam?
Yes.
I know this may surprise you, but I push 0.
Okay.
0.
Yeah.
0, and I hit confirm.
Okay, you get an error message that says...
Okay, okay. I push 0. 0. 1. No. Fuck.
Both of your arms fall off. Sorry.
Jesus.
So Higgs Victor is just randomly mashing buttons on the keypad, trying to guess the passcode to get in.
Higgs, I'm gonna get this sooner or later.
No, I believe you, buddy. Let's keep good. Come on, 0001.
Don't we walk up at that point?
Yeah, I think fairly soon after that, you guys arrive.
Piani, we're hacking over here. We're doing this job ain't hard at all.
You're just fucking around. You need to see how this guy opens fucking locks. Do I give him a shot?
I turn to Sakarian and I say,
Sakarian, I'm a little out of my depth here. Can you help me out?
Bet you he's gonna try 3. That's where we were going next.
I should have.
Do I just rip open? Do I shoot this door now?
Well, if you want to shoot the control panel, you could.
Because we can't hack in.
Well, I mean, hack in is just him mashing keys.
I'll shoot the control panel.
Okay, make a luck save.
Doesn't
even
so is
know
that just 2d6?
No, it's a d20, and you want your character's luck save or higher.
Oh, I forgot about it. We actually have luck. What is this? It is.
Yeah, it's a
stat. Anybody want to rub a four-leaf clover on my head and help out? Or
no, this is all you.
What's my luck? Where is that?
It's one of your saving throws.
Yeah.
It's the last one. You've got like level 1 right? through 4 AB Fizz Ment Evade Tech luck at the very upper right.
Oh, there it is. 13. Okay.
Nice. Yeah.
All right, shooting the lock opens the door. Nicely done.
I just kind of sigh and shoulder my gun again, and like, can we please move forward?
Sicarian.
I didn't Sicarian think about the, that. Next master. Time, I'm just gonna shoot before asking. I like it.
You know, it was probably 5.
You blast the console, and the heavy blast door slides with a grinding sound. There's some sparks that come out of the top as it grinds up into the wall, and immediately you see why they dropped the blast door. There are dark stains all over the ground. The actual doors have been destroyed. There's one of them is torn off of its hinges and lying inside. The other one is broken in half and still kind of like partway out of the wall. There's this heavy, acrid, kind of like chlorine smell that you can smell immediately as soon as the door lifts. I mean, Piani and Sakarian, you don't smell it, but you get like chlorine levels and they like shows on the inside of your suit.
We have light, by the way?
No, it's dark as hell in there.
Oh,
my assault suit
no,
have
it's
light?
Not.
Yeah, so Sakarian,
pop it and drop it.
So you, Sakarian, you've got a shoulder-mounted light that you can beam ahead of you, but it's like, you know, torchlight, like it's like up to 60 feet or so.
I do that. I turn it, I flick it on, and level my gun, waist level, and enter first.
Okay, and then Piani, you want to throw a flare down the hall?
Piani throws one down the hall, pops the second one, hands it to Victor, pops the third one. Holds on to it.
Okay. All
right, I just like put my hand out. I'm like, just pepperoni. Come on now. Don't screw me here.
All right. I hand it the fucking
I look at Victor and say, if we run into problems, remember it's game over, man, game over, not we're fucked.
So, I don't know what you're talking
about. So there's a there's a bubble of light kind of around you as you enter the facility. The power is dead. There's no, like, you can see overhead there are like running lights, but they're out. Even the emergency lighting system seems to have run its course and died. You're in a long kind of hexagonal shaped hallway that extends into the complex. And there's initially there's like an airlock that you walk into. You can see on your left, and Sikiran, you've seen lots of these before, like a security station. So you're kind of in an enclosed area with a door in front of you and the door behind you, but the door behind you is wrecked. The door in front of you is open, and it seems to have been like broken open, like one of the doors is twisted sideways. And then the window to your left is where like a security station or a quarantine station would be. Inside, there's a sheet of like mostly broken glass, like the glass has been shattered. You can see an office chair sitting in there. And then you can see down the hallway into the actual base sort of proper.
I'm gonna go in there and see if I can't find a security camera or something. So I check out the little security console.
Yeah, I mean, you go in there and there's the console with the keyboards and some monitors, but everything, the monitors are gray and dead. The whole facility has no power. So
I'll check, like, is there a cabinet or cubbyhole or something like that?
There's an emergency, like an armory cabinet behind them. It's got a big like yellow like warning firearms kind of like spray painted on it. It's open and there's nothing in it. There's like a shotgun shell like lying at the bottom of the.
So I find nothing in there. Okay, so I leave and again take the front, motion for them to follow me and push forward.
I bring out my semi-automatic pistol, I guess.
Your sniper pistol.
Yeah. And hey.
He tried, man.
And I just sort of like cradle it, kind of like, you know, one hand on the handle and one hand on the barrel of the gun. As we walk forwards, I sort of wonder aloud, like, why would they shut all of the chlorine gas inside the building?
I don't actually think chlorine gas smells like chlorine, but yeah.
Why would they shut all the chlorine smell inside the building? I don't know anything about like the chemistry. Makeup of this stuff on the floor and stuff like that, right?
You can make a science check.
Oh, I do have the science skill. Yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to see if I, like,
you're going to waft safely towards your face.
While Sikiran is doing that, I'm going to, like, checking out the security station, I do a science check.
Okay. I mean, the impression you get from the smell alone is it's like a cleaning chemical. It smells like... to you anyway, it smells like a swimming pool, like if you've ever been like a rec center or something. That's kind of the general smell. The stains on the ground, they're definitely like some of it is blood. You also notice there are like plasma burns on some of the walls.
Mm-hmm.
The sort of streaking like burn of a misfired like plasma weapon.
Okay, so it's been a battle here and there's some strange chemicals. Let's move forwards, men.
Yeah, I mean, on the inverse there, you can infer from that it's not like nobody actually used like chemical weapons or anything. It's just that smell is unaccountable. Like, you don't really know why it smells like that, but it's not dangerous.
Like, yeah. Cool. Yeah. Maybe someone was trying to, you know, clean up after, you know, all the badness. I say, hey, guys, there's still people here. Let's go find them.
Yes, they were using this chlorine to wipe up the blood.
Right.
Okay, so Sikiran, I presume you're taking the lead.
Yeah.
Okay, where do you want to go? Just down the hall? Scope the place out?
Down the hall, yeah.
Okay. So you follow the hallway, not very, like, maybe 4 or 5 meters of general hallway. There's a couple of, like, maintenance hatches on either side, but this hallway leads up to a main junction, and the junction has an arrow that points straight ahead, like they've got on the walls. There's an arrow straight ahead. This is living quarters. There's an arrow off to your left. This is docking bay. And then an arrow pointing, you're at kind of like a plus intersection, and another arrow pointing off to what says offices, like administrative offices.
Which direction do you guys think we should go?
Well, the administrative office is probably going to be important. I mean, when I think of importance,
I support that.
Okay.
I'd like to visit the docking bay at some point, but offices first. I radio back to Saeed, actually. And I say, okay. Hey, Saeed, these pheromones, can you describe the scent to a human, you know, olfactory system? What is the scent of these pheromones that these creatures exude?
It varies depending on the emotional state of the Vaad in question, and
give me some generally heightened emotions: aggression, anger, fear. You know,
To be quite honest, Mr. Kovacs, I have not encountered the Vaad personally myself, and so it is all research to me. And these things, I don't. And he's stammering, and like despite the fact that he's supposed to be an expert on this,
put a high value in research, buddy. I'm kind of a scientist. Any chlorine gas smell? Because there's a lot of that here, and I'm trying to figure out if we're about to walk into some really angry insects.
Okay,
help me out, buddy.
So he says, "Yes, chlorine smell. Yes, that is." Likely the cleaning automated cleaning system of the facility. It activates on a regular basis so that we would not have to keep a cleaning staff on hand.
Okay.
So that answer is like flat out total bullshit. Like you can tell he took a second to make up a lie and then delivered it to you.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Thank you, Saeed. You've been most helpful. And then I just click off the comms. And I say, homeboy's bullshitting, and I have no idea what we're going
to
find.
I can talk to Pi directly, correct? Without that guy knowing?
Sure.
Yeah. Pi, I want you to do me a favor. Just whisper through the ship. You know what a whisper is, right?
You get a message back that's like, would you like me to stop working on this puzzle?
For just a moment.
Okay, the progress bar drops to zero.
It's okay.
Pi does not have multi-threading.
I want you to whisper to the ship. We know you're lying. And then go back to the puzzle.
Pi says, why?
Because we know the man on the ship is lying.
So Pi says, what is a lie? What is truth?
Oh, Pi. Well, you know, he's telling us one thing, but he means another, and it usually means bad intent.
So Pi goes offline, like not completely, but like kind of into away mode, and seems to be processing this new information about misrepresenting one's intent. And you, you lose the connection to Pi temporarily. I'll let you know when you get it back. They're thinking.
Okay.
So, Sicarian, you want to lead the team to the towards the offices and to admin? Okay. All right. So to get there, you go through apartment block A, which is the first of the sort of living quarter blocks, and then you'll turn and head off to the offices. Most of the living quarters, unless you want to examine any of them particularly, the doors are shut, and they're like power doors, so you'd have to like pull them open.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, but it seems like they were closed in relative haste. Yeah, and so, again, like, there's no real signs of battle here. Like, the deck plating is normal. There's no damage to the walls, no weapons fire you can detect. But that kind of ambient chlorine level in the air is still present here. As you approach the offices, you get to another intersection, and there's a door, a set of double, like, glass doors, both broken. Ahead of you that say offices, and you can see through them. There's like windows in the wall. You can see through them into basically like a cube farm, like lots of little cubicles, and then at the far end you can just catch the letters like administrator above an office in the back end. From here though, there's two other hallways. One says server room, And the other says armory on it, and they go in either direction.
Is there blood here, Adam?
No. It doesn't look like there was any fighting here.
Oh, damn.
The windows are broken, but...
I pull out my bioscanner and I say, damn, I wish I'd thought of using this thing earlier. And I put it back.
Okay.
Why am I even carrying this with me? Put it back in my pocket.
I guess I just kind of... This is where we're supposed to go, so I just kind of tread carefully but walk forward.
Okay. All right. So in the offices themselves, like I said, there's lots of desks, maybe like a dozen of these like desks set up in little cube pods, each one with a keyboard and a monitor, some of which the monitors have like been knocked on the ground. It's obvious that some kind of like overarching thing occurred in this room. Like, it's not like a path of destruction. Like, it looks like an earthquake happened or something. Like, all this shit's knocked over. There are various sort of personal effects around, laying on the ground, office chairs knocked over. Yeah, if you want to take a second to, like, look around the offices, you can, or you can press on. You also notice that off to one side, as you turn the beam, there's another hallway that leads from the offices out to labs. It just says labs over a secondary doorway you didn't notice before.
You said this looked kind of like an epicenter of something?
It just looks like someone picked up the room and shook it. So, like, all the computers are knocked off the desks. Like, some of the desks are knocked over. Some of the styrofoam, like, wall things have fallen down.
Okay. Like, could I make a perception check to try and discern if there was any source of this? Or, like, if maybe going in a specific direction, like towards the labs, for example, would lead us towards the source of this?
CSI of the room? Yeah.
Sure.
Enhance.
I'm going to reroll it. Wow. Enhance.
I mean, trying to figure out where the shaking came from would require you to, like, imagine where every object was when it was originally sitting up, so it's very difficult.
All right, I do that.
yeah, okay. I mean, it didn't happen, like the room hasn't collapsed or anything, so it's not, like, here. It looks like aftershocks of some other, like, event from somewhere else. Like, it just looks like an earthquake hit the area and knocked all this stuff around.
But it doesn't necessarily look like there's any destruction coming from the labs or from where we came from or anything like that.
No, I mean, you guys, when you flew in, the docking bay had collapsed into a crevasse, so...
I'm actually seeing this, I'm now even more interested in the docking bay, and I mentioned to my friends, you know, guys, let's see if we can find the administrative offices, get what information we can, and let's go check out that collapsed docking bay. I think there might be something underneath this structure.
Roger.
Yeah, okay, sounds good. Whatever.
All right. So, Higgs, looking around, there's a lot of like miscellaneous sort of computer equipment lying around. If these guys are doing like secret research, coming back with like a hard drive or two might do you some good.
Yeah, I mean, if I see something that's worth something, I'm just going to throw it in my bag and not ask any questions or say that I'm doing it. But yeah, I would. Yeah. If I see something like that, I'd definitely grab it.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. I mean, just add like research hard drive to your inventory. You managed to like snag someone's external drive off their desk.
Okay.
Oh, actually, cool. Now that we're here, Piani, what's the disease that Piani has?
MES.
MES. Piani, you think there's any way we could get any of these computers running again?
I don't know. I mean, I suppose I could pop open. Are any of the terminals even operational in this room?
There's no power. Like, you could attach a terminal to your, like, you take the essentially take the battery out or like hard jump the.
Yeah, I've got an A cell battery here, or type A power cell. Could we use one of those to power up a computer for a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to get the most bang for your buck powering up a random terminal. You could find, like, the server room or something, you could do that for sure. An A cell's not going to run a server for very long, but you might be able to pull a download.
Yeah, you know, I'm actually, you know, I look at Piani and I say, you know, that guy and this psychically reactive pheromone stuff, I think there's more research here about MES than we originally thought. I would like to see what we can grab if we can. Obviously, he's not all straight and narrow with us, so, you know, we might as well do something good for the universe.
You don't think I'm in danger here, do you?
I haven't seen anything to indicate that. I'm more wondering if there is.
I
a
go
over
my shoulder.
Between...
Almost certainly.
Sakari, ixnay on the almost certainly say.
It's best that we know where we're at.
Yeah, you know, I'm interested in pursuing this line of investigation when we get the chance.
Something to keep in mind for sure. So you want to go to the administrator's office?
So that's where we were.
Yeah, we're just pushing.
Yeah, you're in the offices, and then you're heading towards the admin.
Yes,
like the administrator's office. Okay. All right.